أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يروا أنا جعلنا حرما آمنا ويتخطف الناس من حولهم أفبالباطل يؤمنون وبنعمة الله يكفرون ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بالحق لما جاء أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the kuffar, the disbelievers, the polytheists, that whilst they believed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down water from the skies and Allah revives the earth, but at the same time they did not believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the only being that is worthy of worship. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explained the reason is that they amuse themselves in this material world and they have forgotten the hereafter. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak particularly again about the people of Makkah Mukarramah, that one excuse that they had made when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had invited them towards deen, and that was that they were very fearful that should they accept Islam, then there will be attacks from the people around Makkah Mukarramah upon them, and the possibility of them losing their land, losing their lives, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this, and Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا, that do they not see that we made the haram a place that was sanctified in the sense that they also believed and everyone around them believed that no fighting and bloodshed will take place in the haram of Makkah. No person will kill someone else. Not only that, even the trees will not be touched. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sanctified Makkah Mukarramah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept them safe. وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ, but around them people and their land have been snatched. In other words, around them they were fighting, around them wars were taking place, people were losing their lands, etc. Can they not see this great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ, do they believe in batil? Do they believe in falsehood? And they deny the ni'mat of Allah. And أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَكْفُرُونَ, and they disbelieve and they deny these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What greater ni'mat of Allah can any person have than staying in a place that is safe? And I think here in South Africa we'll appreciate this very fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sanctified areas like Makkah Mukarramah, where people will not kill each other, there will not be bloodshed, etc. So this is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they deny this ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا, who is a greater wrongdoer than that person that fabricates upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lie, that they lied with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not keep them safe. They lied about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with regards to the Quran Kareem, saying that it is the word of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They lied about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that he heard the tales of people of the past from some scholars, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought it and narrated it to them. So these lies that they fabricated upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَ, and who can be a greater wrongdoer than that person that denies the truth when the truth is brought to them? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right in the midst. Who could have been a nation that was better and a nation that had been more blessed than the people of Makkah Mukarramah, that in their midst Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had caused Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be born, in their midst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew up, In their midst, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered this message. Right around them, they could see this revelation of the Quran Kareem taking place. They could hear the ayats. They could see the various miracles. But yet they denied all that. So who could be a greater wrongdoer than these people? Alaysa fi jahannama maswal lil kafirin. Is Jahannam not the resort? Is Jahannam not the abode of the disbelievers then, after all these very great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted? Now from the very beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had been speaking about the difficulties that the people of Makkah had imposed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers. We spoke about the hijrat and their migration, that they migrated from Makkah Mukarrama, the first migration to Abyssinia. And in the concluding verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those who strive, those who labor in our path. Now when one strives and one labors in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to strive, and the word mujahada that comes over here refers to a person using every effort, every resource that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants that person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are generally three enemies that one needs to make this mujahada, and one needs to continue the struggle. One is against the disbelievers, especially in the environment of Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from then onwards it is a continuous struggle against the disbelievers. Secondly, it is a struggle against shaitan, that from time to time shaitan will begin to coax a person, shaitan will begin to deviate a person from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is an independent and a separate struggle that man goes through. And the third struggle is against one's own nafs and one's own desire, that one has to continuously struggle, and that is perhaps every second of the day a person has to struggle to keep oneself in the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep oneself safe from committing sins, violating and breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when one begins the struggle against these three forces, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Then we will guide them upon our paths. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in actual fact conditioned the hidayat that Allah Rabbul Izzat grants to a person's struggle, and this is one form of hidayat. One is the hidayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us, the nure of iman, and then the quality of hidayat, the quality of our iman will continue to get stronger and stronger the more we sacrifice, the more we struggle against the various forces that try to deviate us from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another important aspect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says subulana, our paths. In other words, there are many paths that lead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously we should try and engage in every way that we will be able to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna Allah lama'a al-muhsinin. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most definitely with those who do good. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help is with those who are virtuous and those who continuously struggle to do good. So hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delivers this last message in the surah to those that have these struggles, the sahaba ikram in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and continuously in the ummah we have the struggle. Life is a struggle, our deen is a struggle and a continuous struggle. So these three enemies, the kuffar, and especially at this time, the greatest struggle is not to adopt the ways and the methods of the kuffar and all the various systems that they introduce to us that conflict with Sharia, all the different traditions that they bring to us that conflict with the Quran and the Sunnah. That is a struggle that is continuous. Struggle against shaitan is continuous, and the struggle against our nafs and ourselves is continuous. And hence when we do this, then the help and the assistance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes upon us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.